Let's Talk. If you have your Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1 is where we're going to go. And the reason I chose 1 Peter chapter 1 is there's these words in verse 13. It says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed." Set your hope, set your mind, prepare your mind. Man, it just seems like one day after another, you hear of another person going in this direction, or this person's doing this, or that person's doing this. And so for us as a family, I think it's important not to find our value or in what people are not doing. You say, okay, we're doing really good as a church here, and then what people are doing that we feel really bad. But I think it's a call to us just to be reminded that we are in a battle, and that preparing your mind is part of that battle. And I think as we live in our society and living in America, living in Highlands County, that's something that we really need to be purposeful about. It's not just going to be something that, you know, just going to be, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to do that today and I'm going to be okay. It's something we're going to have to work on every day of our lives as we serve the Lord and live here in Highlands County, that we are purposely preparing our minds, that we're purposely setting boundaries. You say, okay, look, I don't want to walk down that road. I don't want this to be part of who I am. I'm purposely subjecting my heart and my mind back to the truth of the scriptures, and not my feelings or my preferences or what, you know, the neighbor's doing or not doing. I'm, you know, walking in a life that's built around preparing my mind and being self-controlled, taking my thoughts, feelings, and emotions and bringing them to the truth of the scriptures and say, okay, look, this is self-control. No, I'm not going to do this. I might feel that. I might want to do that. I'm not walking down that road because I am self-controlled and I spent time preparing my mind for this battle. This is what the scripture says. This is what the risen Christ power in my life looks like. And so I'm going to lean on that in order to not go down these different roads that the world is saying, you know, it's okay. And what's really interesting to me, more and more, the world is infiltrating the church, and the church saying, well, this individual's inside the buildings are now saying, well, this is my feelings, or this is what I was thinking, or, you know, this is just the way, you know, God has made me. I know you've heard me say that before. And so I want to be very careful. I don't use it too much. But what does it look like for you then today to say, okay, I am preparing my mind for action. So spending time in my devotion, spending time in prayer, maybe reading a good book, so that you can be self-controlled, and that self-control part of who I am, preparing my mind, self-controlled. All right, Jesus, you are it. I really want this relationship with you. And I know that you can meet this need of my life. I know that you know this is what's going on in my life. And so I'm going to come to you and ask you for help to deal with the things that are true about who I am. Because ultimately, at the end of this little paragraph, it says, be holy, for I am holy. And so because God is working in our lives, and we know that we need to be holy, it just doesn't happen overnight. It's just not something that is normal and natural. It's something that we are going to have to battle with and in and through and around each and every day of our life and every moment of our life, because it's so easy. Our mind can just go to the right and go to the left. You're thinking, wow, how did I get over there? And it's just that one little thought that spun me down this road. And I didn't do well in preparing my mind. I didn't do well in being self-controlled. And so I allowed this to happen. I kind of just spun down this way. And it wasn't something that I can make excuse for. I need to be held accountable for that. I'm going to ask the Lord for forgiveness in that, and ask the Lord to do a work of healing so I don't go continue down that road. And so as you listen in and walk in the truth of the scriptures, prepare your mind for a battle. It's a battle. Be self-controlled. Don't give yourself always what you want, but follow Jesus. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great day.